You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
All the hep cats and chicks know that the rhythm and blues is about to flow. I'm Matt the Cat and I'm grabbing the platters that matter and making them splatter like pancake batter as I load the stacks of shellac in the juke in the back. Oh, baby, it's a solid hour of stone cold rhythm and blues you can use from the top of your head to the soles on your worn out walking shoes. And this being show number 700, I wanted to do something special, baby. So here it is. This week, the Juke in the Back is going to take a look at a cultural phenomenon, the Open the Doll Richard craze. From the end of 1946 through about the middle of 1947, you just couldn't go anywhere without hearing the phrase, "Open the doll, Richard!" The phrase itself had been around for quite a while, but man, did it make it into the mainstream. I'm not just talking rhythm and blues. This crossed over into the pop market as well. Mega hit versions of the routine were recorded by Jack McVay, Dusty Fletcher, Louis Jordan, Count Basie and his orchestra, the Three Flames, the Charioteers, and even cats like Bing Crosby did pop versions of it. Hank Penny did a country version of Open the Doll, Richard. It was so big that even your hit parade couldn't ignore it. And we're going to get down to all the versions of Open the Doll, Richard, that really mattered, and a few that mattered less. But where did it all begin? Well, cats and kittens, that's a little fuzzy. We have to think it began with a comedian named John Mason, who was part of the whole black vaudeville scene of the early 20th century. He claimed to have written the Open the Doll Richard routine in 1918. However, there isn't much documentation to back that up. In his comedy troupe, he did have a straight man named Richard Perry, so maybe he did have a Richard routine using Richard Perry. Jump forward to a couple of partners later, and John Mason, who also went by the stage name of Spider Bruce, had a comedy partner named Clinton Fletcher, who we know by his nickname, Dusty Fletcher. Mason and Fletcher did a routine about trunks on a ship where the ship is rocking and they're falling all over the place, but was that Open the Doll Richard? Well, it might have been the seeds of Open the Doll Richard. Anyway, after John Mason and Dusty Fletcher broke up as a comedy team, Dusty Fletcher started working on this Open the Doll Richard routine. It's now the 1930s, and this routine is getting more and more popular. Fast forward now to the early 1940s, when saxophonist Jack McVay is playing in Lionel Hampton's band. Dusty Fletcher often appeared on the bill with Lionel Hampton as a comedy routine. Jack McVay and a couple other guys from Hamp's band would play background music while Dusty Fletcher did his routine. And the routine he was doing was Open the Doll Richard. So Jack McVay was seeing Fletcher do this routine every night. Now it's the summer of 1946, and Jack McVay decides to record the Open the Doll Richard routine. McVay now had his own band, and he and the other members of the band are trying to remember and put together the routine that Dusty Fletcher did. The original writing credits on Jack McVay's version list the writers as McVay and Clark. Clark was McVay's bass player. On the record itself, you can clearly hear McVay talking to Rabin, who was the drummer in the band. McVay kind of cleaned up the routine a little bit. You see, in Dusty Fletcher's routine, the narrator is definitely drunk. That's a big part of Open the Doll Richard. He's trying to score free drinks at the saloon when he gets thrown out of the bar and then has to stumble home and try to get in the door. But you see, he doesn't have the key. Richard has the key, and Richard's probably in the house, and he starts rapping on the door and crying, "Open the doll, Richard!" Jack McVay cleaned this up a little bit and didn't make him a drunk. He was just late. Probably a good change to make if you're looking to sell records. Well, Jack McVay got his version of Open the Door, Richard out first, and it took a while to gain popularity, but soon it would get airplay upon its release in September of 1946. And by the end of 46, many others were rushing to record versions of it themselves, as Jack McVay's topped out at number 2 on the Rhythm and Blues charts and sold really well on the West Coast. So well that it's said that the East Coast couldn't get enough records to fulfill the demand. So National Records got Dusty Fletcher into the studio to recreate his routine, and National Records put it out, and it became a huge record on the East Coast, scoring top plays in New York City and Baltimore. Let's hear them back to back. The two versions of Open the Door, Richard, that really started the craze. Jack McVay, followed by Dusty Fletcher and Open the Door, Richard. This week's feature on The Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll.
Old band's been down to the club having a little ball tonight. My friend Richard went home early, you know. He's got the only key to the house. I'm gonna have to knock on the door to see if I can get in. Open the door, Rich. See, Richard sleeps in the back room. It's kind of hard to hear. Maybe I better knock a little louder. Open the door, Rich. I don't think Richard heard me yet. Knock one more time to see what's going to happen here. Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door? Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard.
Richard?
Richard, why don't you open that door? Richard, open up the door, man. It's cold out here in this air. Now look, there's that woman across the street, looking out the window. Every time I'm late, I want to find where's he been, where has he been.
Trying to find out what's happening.
Yeah. Yes, it's me and I'm late again.
Did you hear what the lady said, Jack?
No, what she said, Raver?
She said, oh, boy, if he was only by.
I have to knock again. Richard's got to get up. Open up the door, Richard. Red, you got a key to my front door?
I don't have no key, Jack. I don't have a key.
Well, somebody got to get in the house some kind of way.
Well, I know he's in there.
How you know he's in there?
I can hear him breathing.
Boom. Let's knock one more time.
Richard, open up that door, man.
Maybe Richard's gone. Let's try him one more time.
She got on the clothes.
I know I got on the suit. He's got to be in there. Knock one more time.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
You throwed me out, huh? Well, that's all right. That ain't the first time I've been thrown out of a saloon. I know what I'll do. I'm going on home and get me some sleep. I wonder what did Richard do with that key? Why did he go to sleep with the key? Well, that's all right. I'll just wake him up and make him open the door. Open the door, Richard. That's the boy I rooms with. Open the door, Richard. I know he ain't going out nowhere, cause I got on the clothes. On the door, Richard! And that's when I don't like to room with nobody. He don't want to open the door for me. And I owes just as much rent up here as he do.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
I'm gonna move sad dinner here. This old woman, she charging too much rent. $3 a month.
And got the nerve to be mad because we 11 months in the rear.
Why, she come acting me this morning, she said, when you boys trying to give me some of my back rent? So I just told her she lucky if she getting the front rent out of me. Open the door, Richard. Then she come acting me when is I'm going to work. And I ain't thinking about no work. I don't want no job. I'm going back on relief Monday. I was on relief last summer, but I don't know. They got short of help and they couldn't send your checks out. You had to go get them, so I give it up.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me.
Richard, it's cool out here.
Open the door, Richard.
Richard.
Richard, why don't you open that door?
Now here's something. That's all right. I'll get in. I'll go around through the back and I'll come around through the alley. I don't need no Richard. Oh, I don't want no police. I'll get in. I'll get in. I bet a man I'll get in. Hey, Richard! Ain't this a shame? The police is looking for me. I'll get somebody else locked up and get myself messed up.
Open the door, Richard.
Open the door, Richard.
Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you?
Now, let's see now. It used to be old stepladder laying around here somewhere. Oh, yeah, it is. I know what I'd do. I'd take his ladder and climb up on the trestle. That's what I'd do.
Say, boy, what are you doing up on that ladder?
Open the door, Richard. Here's the man out here.
Oh, the law.
Sir?
What are you doing up on that ladder?
I live up here.
You live up there?
Yes, sir.
Well, why don't you come down and go in the door?
I don't live in the door, I live on the second floor.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door? Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door.
This is my ladder, officer.
I don't care whose ladder it is. You come down.
You mean to tell me a man can't stand on his own ladder?
No, a man can't stand on his own ladder.
Oh, I open the door, Richard. Well, I guess that must be a new law just come out. I suppose I don't come down. Then what's going to happen?
Then I'm going to whoop you until you get sober.
Oh, no. Whoop who to who gets sober?
I'm going to whoop you until you get sober.
Oh, yeah? Wait a minute, what you doing? Don't do that, man. You hit my button. Don't do that. Open my door, Pat Richard.
Don't do that, man. That hurt my bunion.
Ain't just a shame. Let me come on down. You act like one of them police. They never arrest nobody before.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
All right. What you say you gonna do now?
I said I'm gonna whoop you until you get sober.
Don't do that.
Wait a minute. Let's get some understanding here. You gonna whoop who?
I'm gonna whoop you.
Oh, no, you ain't.
I won't do what?
No, you won't. Oh, wait a minute. I'll get cleared. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, what the hell? Open my door, Pat Richard.
Wait a minute. Let's get some understanding. Look at the judge told me don't come down there no more. You gonna mess me up. I'm gonna get on the door.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
Go back home and tell Ma and them they got me, Richard.
Open the door and let me in.
Well, I'll be seeing you.
Open the door, Richard.
Richard, you done me dirty.
Why don't you open
the
door, Richard?
Open the door, Richard! The phenomenon and catchphrase that swept through America during 1947 is this week's feature on The Juke in the Back. And listening to different versions of Open the Door, Richard, it's really like playing a game of telephone. Everybody seemed to bring their own unique style and added a little something to the whole Open the Door, Richard routine. For example, you heard Dusty Fletcher, who's listed on the record as the originator of the routine, recreating his basic routine. But the version that came out before his, by Jack McVeigh, added the vocal refrain, the singing of Open the Door, Richard, which Dusty Fletcher used in his routine. So Jack McVeigh may have borrowed the routine from Dusty Fletcher, but Dusty Fletcher borrowed the refrain from Jack McVeigh. Dusty's is also great because he adds the whole ladder routine to the second half of it. No other version that I can think of has the ladder. Dusty Fletcher recorded that on January 4th of 1947, and National Records rushed it out. It became a number two hit nationally, the same position that Jack McVeigh's version held. Well, by this point, the floodgates just opened, and everybody and their brother was releasing versions of Open the Door, Richard! Up next, we have Count Basie and his orchestra spinning off of RCA Victor with his version of Open the Door, Richard, featuring the narration of trumpeter Harry Sweets Edison. Basie's version went to number two in February of 1947.
You see, old Bass gave us a part at the club tonight. Old Richard went home early. He's got the key to the house. I'm gonna knock on the door, see if I can get in. Open the door, Richard. You see, Richard sleeps in the back room. It's kind of hard to hear. Maybe I better knock a little louder. Open the door, Richard. I don't think Richard heard me yet. Knock one more time. Let's see what's gonna happen. Richard, open the door, please.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
Richard, open the door, man. It's called a hole out here in this air. Now look, there's that old woman across the street looking out the window.
Who's that widow, sweet?
That must be your sister, I guess. She wants to make sure this is me. She's trying to find out what's happening. Yes, it's me, and I'm late again.
Sweet, did you hear what the lady said?
No, what did she say?
She said you sure look common out here in the street.
Common? Man, I got class I ain't never used yet. I'm gonna knock again. Richard's got to get up. Open the door, Richard! Dude, you got a key to the house?
No, sweet, I don't have a key. I don't have a key.
Somebody's got to get in the house. We can't climb in a transom.
Oh, I know he's in there.
How you know he's in there?
I can hear him breathing.
Ooh, let's lock one more time. Richard, open that door, man. Maybe Richard's gone.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard.
How you know it's a
Richard, why don't you open that
I know I got on the only suit. We ain't got but one suit between us. Now that's the reason why I don't like to room with nobody. Richard. Why don't you open the door, man?
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Mark and Marion McAlpine, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, Pamela Isabel, H. Scott Prosterman. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
One more thing. This is Bobby the Bobcat making you want to jump, dive, and wail.
Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard.
you open that door.
I met old Zeke standing on the corner the other day. That cat sure was booted with liquid.
He was what?
He was obnoxicated.
He was what?
He was inebriated.
He was what?
Well, he was just plain drunk.
Well, all right then.
He sure was salty with the bartender. The bartender's trying to make him buy another drink. Zeke told the bartender, ain't no need of me buying no drinks when everybody else is buying them. I'm gonna drink to everybody's health till I ruin my own.
Open the door, Richard!
Why, he don't know who he's throwing out of that joint. Why, I'll go back in that joint and take a short stick and bust it down to the ground.
Open the door, Richard!
But I hate to be caught out on the street like this, cause it makes you look so common. And I know I ain't common, cause I got class I ain't never used yet. But I guess I better get on in the house, cause I don't want my pastor to catch me out like this.
Hey, Richard, open the door!
Now look at that old woman across the street, done stuck her head out of the window, calling her sister. Look at her hunching her sister, saying, ain't that him? Ain't that him?
Yes, it's me, and I'm drunk again!
Open the door, Richard!
I know he's in there, cause I got on the clothes. They can't throw him out, cause I owe just as much back rent here as he does. Imagine that old woman charging us $3 a month and getting mad cause we 12 months in the arrears. Come meet me last Thursday saying, ain't you boys gonna give me some back rent? I told her she'd be lucky if she got some front rent.
Open the door, Richard!
Hey, Richard, open the door!
Cause I'm standing here scratching in my pants pocket and standing here groping in my coat pocket and standing here feeling in my shirt pocket and I can't find the key.
Hey, open the door, Richard!
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
Open the door, Richard!
Louis Jordan with his version of this week's feature on the Juke in the Back. It's Open the Door, Richard! And that amazing phenomenon that swept the country during late 1946 into about mid-1947, where Open the Door, Richard was on everybody's lips. It was all over the radio, too, with all these different versions. Louis was recorded on January 24th of 1947 and released in early February, and it went to number 2 in March. Louis basically reverts back to Dusty Fletcher's original routine where the narrator is drunk. But instead of Louis being drunk himself, he's basically watching Dusty Fletcher stumble home and try to get in the house, except he calls him by the name Zeke. Jordan also adds the whole, here I am scratching in my pants pocket, here I am groping in my coat pocket, and here I am feeling in my shirt pocket, but I just can't find that key. That little addition with the pocket feeling would be added to many of the other records that were soon to be released. Like, oh, this one from the Three Flames, released on Columbia Records, where they take the whole pocket routine and put it on the front end of the song. The Three Flames, featuring Tiger Haynes on vocal, also adds a new story to the whole saga about the mouse and the onion. This version is also less about being drunk and more about being stranded outside. Something else is going on around this time, too, in the real world. See, John Mason, remember him? He used to perform under the name Spider Bruce. He claimed to have originated this whole routine back in 1918 or so. Well, he starts calling up the publishers and claiming that he's the real songwriter. So the lawyers all get together and they end up adding his name onto the songwriting credits. So if you look at the songwriting credit on the Louis Jordan version of the song, you're going to see Jack McVeigh, Dusty Fletcher, John Mason, and Dan Howell listed as songwriters. Who was Dan Howell? Oh, he was just a fake name used by the publishers in order to siphon more money away from the cats who actually wrote it. Up now, and pay attention to the mouse story, are the Three Flames with Open the Door, Richard!
Open the door, Richard. Open the door, Richard. Open the door, Richard. Hey, Dick! Open that door!
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door? Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
Now, here I am standing, digging in my hip pocket. Here I am standing, scratching in my pants pocket. And I'm out here groping in my coat pocket. But man, I don't know. I just can't find that key. I don't know.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
Now, here it's 4 o'clock in the morning and I'm just getting home. Now, that's a drag. I should have been home 11 o'clock. Well, I know. I left my key home. I know that. So I'm going to have to wake up Richard. He's my roommate. You know, he's a real great cat. He's my roommate. I got to wake him up. I know that. Well, here yeah, I'm at home now. I'm going to call Richard and see if I can get him. Hey, Richard. Richard, I guess I better knock on the door. Richard, open the door. Richard, open the door. You know, I'm telling you about this cat. When he sleeps, man. He's what we call a 20th century Rip Van Winkle. That cat falls asleep and he dies. I tell you another, Richard, open the door. It's getting kind of cold out there. Open, Richard. I put up my coat collar. You know, I tell you about Richard. You know, we was out in California one time. And we went in looking for a room. Went in this mad hotel. And we got upstairs and opened the door and turned on the light. And there on the middle of the bed sat this great big mouse eating an onion and crying like a baby. Man, we went through a lot of stuff. Richard, open the door. It's getting cold out there. It's getting cold, Richard. Richard. Richard, open the door.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
Now, Richard, my boy, he should open that door. Cause I had so much to tell him. I'm out here caught the croup. My legs start to droop and went bloop-de-bloop. It's cold. Cold. Richard, now why didn't Richard open that door?
So, man, we sure had a ball at the club tonight, didn't we?
We sure did. And I feel real groovy.
I feel real great myself. Say, I don't like your friends, man. And I don't think they like me, either.
Who's that, man?
Those two brothers, Haig and Haig. So, look here, I want you to meet my friend Richard. He was at the club early and went home with the key. So I'll have to knock on the door. Here's where we live. Open the door, Richard. We live in the back, so maybe Richard didn't hear me so good. I'll have to knock a little harder. Open up the door, Richard. Oh, Richard must be asleep back there, man.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door? Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
I'm gonna knock on this door one more time, man, and try to get Richard up, because I sure want you to meet him.
Open up the door, Richard. It's cold out here, man.
Say, man, you're a little loud. Look what's happening across the street there.
Now, ain't that something? Every time I come home late, that old woman is in the window peering at me. Look at her talking about, ain't that him? ain't that him?
Yeah, this is me and I'm late again, so what?
Did you hear what she said?
What'd she say?
She said, look at him, there he comes home late again. I sure wish he was mine.
And I wish you were mine, and I'd collect double indemnity.
Say, look here, man. Maybe Richard ain't alone. Perhaps you should say, ouvre la porte.
Ouvre the devil. I'ma knock on this door one more time and try to get Richard up from there.
Open the door, Richard. The smog's a dog out here, man.
Say, man, you're still a little loud. Look who's in back of you.
Hi, officer. Breaking in? Well, man, I live here. If I had a key, I wouldn't be banging on the door. My draft card. Now, ain't that something? Here's a man asking for a draft card 2 years after the war is over. If you want to see it, though, I got to show it to you. I know it's on me because I carried it for 4 years and I was in 4F all the time. I ain't got but one suit, so it's got to be on me somewhere. Somewhere. Somewhere.
Come on, Richard, open the door. The man wants to see my draft card, man.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
I know he's in there because I hear the radio jumping.
The Charioteers with a version of Open the Door, Richard, that I really dig myself. That's a cool one because when he comes home with his friends and tries to get in the house, he's confronted with a policeman, and the policeman wants to see his draft card. I really like that addition. Plus, I dig how when he's yelling, it really sounds like he's shouting in the street. That's on Columbia Records, and the Charioteers feature Billy Williams doing the narration. Of course, he would have a huge pop hit in 1957 with I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter, which hit number 3 on the pop chart. Speaking of pop, with the amount of versions I've played so far of Open the Door, Richard, the feature on this week's Juke in the Back, you might think that this was only an African-American phenomenon. But actually, it crossed over into the pop charts. In fact, the Pied Pipers had a number 8 pop version of the tune on Capitol Records. But nearly all the stars of the day were recording a version of this. And it was so big, in fact, that on the March 1st, 1947, your hit parade program, Open the Door, Richard, ranked number 7 on the weekly chart. Let's hear what their totally pop rendition of Open the Door, Richard sounded like.
Lucky Strike presents your hit parade.
Seven on the survey and the hit paraders. We want this. Well, don't lock me out just because I'm new around here. Open the door, Richard.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me open the door, Richard.
You hear me thumping?
Richard, why don't you open that door? Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard.
I'm talking to you.
Richard, why don't you open the door? I'm standing here digging in my pit, pocket, and I'm standing here scratching in my door, Richard.
Please listen to me.
Richard, why don't you open the door?
Richard,
What'd you think of that? Your Hit Paraders, airing on March 1st, 1947, showing just how far Open the Door Richard had reached over to the pop audience. Could Open the Door Richard be the greatest novelty record of all time? I mean, it was accepted by the African American community, the white community, with pop renditions as well as country and western renditions. Like I said at the top of the show, Open the Door Richard was truly a pop phenomenon, a catchphrase craze that dusted the nation. But cats and kittens, it was bound to get nasty. And that's exactly what happened when Walter Brown, backed up by the Tiny Grimes Sextet, issued their version of Open the Door Richard on Signature Records. It took it one step further. We actually hear from Richard in this version, but we find out what Richard was doing inside the house and why he couldn't open the door. This version is lewd, crude, rude, and socially unacceptable, and was banned by radio stations back in 1947. It was on the market for a month before Signature Records, under pressure, pulled the record back. Should I play it on the Juke in the Back? Well, I think for the sake of history and to give you the full picture of Open the Door Richard, I am going to play it with a disclaimer. If you are easily offended, turn your radio down and I'll see you in 3 minutes. I'm Matt the Cat. We're featuring Open the Door Richard, and here's Walter Brown with the Tiny Grimes Sextet.
Richard, Richard, come out and open that door.
Now, I've been listening to all this talk about this character they call Richard, but I can't seem to find old Richard around. So I figured I better come down by Richard's place and see what old Dick's putting down.
You know one thing? Richard must be up there breaking the law. There must be some reason he won't open that door.
Yeah, I'm late for a date, but you know I'm gonna wait to see Richard here when he opens that gate.
Hey, Dick. Hey, Dick, come out and open that door. Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door? Open the door, Dickie. Open the door and let us in. The door, Dickie. Dick, why don't you open that door?
Okay, okay. What's all the excitement about down there, man?
Hey, who are you up there with your head stuck out the window?
I'm Richard.
You're Richard. Well, get away from that window and come on around here and open this damn door.
Now, listen here. I'm in here having myself a ball. I got me a fine, mellow little chick, and the blue lights are on. My old wife's way down in Birmingham, Alabama. And everything is groovy. What happens? Everybody starts hollering for me to open the door. Bill Harris wants me to open the door. Bing Crosby wants me to open the door. Jack Benny wants me to open the door. If I won't open up for them, damn if I'll open up for you. Why can't you give a man a little peace?
That's what you've been getting. You come out of here and open that door and give us a little peace.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
Now it's time for the Great 78 where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week featuring Open the Door, Richard. So let's hear one by Bill Samuels and the Cats in Jamma 3 for Mercury Records. Now, Bill Samuels and the gang were best known for their 1946 records, Port Wine and I Cover the Waterfront. Here they are doing their own musical interpretation of Open the Door, Richard, featuring bassist Sylvester Hickman and pianist Bill Samuels. It's this week's Great 78. Bill Samuels and the Cats in Jamma 3 with Open the Door, Richard.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door, Richard. Man, I know you're there, cause I got on all the clothes, and I know you ain't gone nowhere. Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door? Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you let me in? Guess I better go around here and get this ladder. I had me a fifth of port wine. I'm so high, I'm up in the sky, high as the Georgia pine. Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open the door?
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Get out and stay out, you drunk punk.
Ah, so you threw me out, huh?
That's right.
You don't know who you fooling. I'll come back in there and I'll...
You'll do what?
No, I guess I'll go home and get some sleep. I sure hope Richard left the door unlocked. No, he didn't. I'll just knock and wake him up. Open the door, Richard! Open the door, Richard! Now, I know he ain't gone nowhere, because I got on his suit. Open the door, Richard! Now, that's the reason I don't like the room with nobody. Every time I wear the suit, he always starts acting cute.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door? Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
This old landlady's a mean old hag. She's always asking for a red glass of drink. We were fixing up a little scarf when she wasn't looking. And
darn if she didn't knock on the door and said, boys, what's cooking?
Hey, Lips, I'll tell you what to do since you came door to that cat. Talk to him and make him open up the door. Why don't you blow at him and make him open?
You think I should do a little gamble with him?
That's what? That's what?
Get him up. I ain't got a key to open this door. It ridges upstairs and just listen at him snow. Now I know I'm gonna blow my top, cause here comes that Delcamino cop.
Open the door, Richard.
I know they got me.
Open the door and let me in.
Go in there.
Open the door, Richard.
I tell Fox it.
Richard, why don't you open that door?
From March of 1947, probably the height of Open the Door, Richard. That's Hot Lips Page, billed on the record as just Lips Page. Spinning off of Apollo Records with this week's feature, Open the Door, Richard! Hot Lips has the narrator back to being a drunk again, and Dusty Fletcher is the only one to get writing credit on that version. I keep trying to emphasize how immensely popular the phrase "Open the Door, Richard" was. So popular, in fact, that it even showed up in Looney Tunes cartoons. Have a listen.
Open up that door! You notice I didn't say Richard? Come on, open up or I'll bust her down! Here I come!
And Yosemite Sam is all wet again. Ooh, mercy. Now, I've been playing so many different versions of Open the Door, Richard, that I wanted to save some time and get to some of the sequel songs and answer records. Like this one from the Four Aces. They started when the Mays Brothers moved up from Mississippi to Chicago and hooked up with George Smith, who's doing the singing and narration on this one. This time, the story is told from Richard's point of view, and George Smith is playing Richard. Kind of sounds like his old lady wants to get back in the house. It spins off the Trilon label from either February or March of 47. It's the Four Aces with Richard Ain't Gonna Open That Door.
Last night.
And they wore my wardrobe. Yes, that's what they did. My one suit and only. You know one thing? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Them wee wee hours.
Open up the door, Richard.
Just listen at them. Listen at them. They're all standing out there banging on my door. You know one thing? They think I'm holding that door, but they're wrong. No, no, I ain't holding that door. Them cats are shocking my modesty. Them cats keep a knocking. Them cats keep a knocking. Now, I don't blame that lives across the way. She sleeps right by my window. She can hear everything them cats say. Now you can't blame me for acting this way. Now keep on guessing. I'm sure you'll never know why them cats keep knocking and I couldn't open that door. Keep on knocking. Just keep on knocking.
Open the door, Richard!
And I just can't get in this house no kind of way. I can't find my key. Now look, there's that woman across the street hollering again.
Oh, if you were mine, I'd hit you in the head with the frying pan. Mom's making me up this time of morning. Why don't you try the mailbox for the key?
That's old lady Scooty Looty. She sure is on the wall, Beth.
See, wait a minute. She may be on the beam. Let me look in this mailbox here. That's the key. The keys was in the mailbox, man. Let's go on. Come on, let's try this fella here.
Keys in the mailbox. The keys in the mailbox. The keys in the mailbox. So open that door and walk right in. There's food in the icebox. There's food in the icebox. There's food in the icebox. So open that door and walk right in.
Now Richard's upstairs just resting his head, sleeping just like a man that's almost dead. Standing all night right outside this place, I'm gonna hop in and a beat of a face.
The keys in the mailbox. The keys in the mailbox. The keys in the mailbox. So open that door and walk right in.
Well, let me open this door. I got these keys now. Let me... Ooh, the door is finally open. It sure is cold in this house.
I'm telling you, no wonder Richard stood in bed.
Well, let me blow a little bit, see if I can warm up here. See what I mean? I got much food out in the icebox. Let's go and pick up on some of it.
What you got?
Well, I got some spare ribs and hot sauce, some cabbage and dumplings, some kumala with avocado seed soup.
Let's walk right in, man.
Well, look here, come on. Oh!
What happened this
Richard
time?
Richard's gonna put a lock on the icebox.
Oh, no! Wait a minute, you guys. Wait a minute. Shoot! Come up the icebox, old man!
Jack McVeigh back again, March 1947. This time, instead of calling his group the All-Stars, they're listed on the label as Jack McVeigh and the Door Openers. I consider this to be the official sequel to Open the Door, Richard, because it's done by Jack McVeigh, who did the original recorded version of Open the Door, Richard, back in the summer of 46. Here we are in March of 47. And the gag is pretty much played out by this point. We found out what happened to the key. Apparently, it was in the mailbox the whole time. But now Sammy's hungry and he can't eat because the lock is on the icebox. Aww. Well, the flip side of the keys in the mailbox was a pretty decent sequel song on its own called Richard Got Hitched. Oh, man. And it plays up some funny stereotype gags of matrimony. We're going to close down this week's Juke in the Back on Open the Door, Richard, with Richard Got Hitched. I think that's kind of a happy ending. The musical phrase, craze, and phenomenon that Open the Door, Richard was in 1947 pretty much faded by the middle of the year. But that wasn't all for Richard. It hung around for a while, as more and more artists continue to record the song. And I hope you've enjoyed this week's Juke in the Back on Open the Door, Richard. Remember, until next time, cats and kittens, soul, it's a feeling. And you get that ever-loving feeling every time you listen to the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. Now take that feeling and give it to somebody who desperately needs it, baby. I'm going to leave you now with Richard Got Hitched from Jack McVeigh and his Door Openers. I'm at the Cat. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and I'll catch you on that flip side. Bye-bye. And don't forget to close the door, Richard. It's getting kind of drafty in here.
Say, Reverend, where you going now?
Bro, I think I'll go down on the street down here and see, can I pick up on the violin there something. Jackson, where you going?
Where am I going?
Yeah.
You don't know what's happening today?
No, oh, man.
I'll tell you, man. There's going to be a wedding. I'm right here to say,
yeah.
And we're going to celebrate it in a syncopated way.
In a syncopated way?
Yeah, syncopated way.
Say, Jackson, who's getting married, man?
You don't know who's going to get married?
No,
man.
Man.
Boy, this is a big deal. Richard, man, sisters.
Oh, man, you're here,
yeah.
Man.
Man, here's the house right here. Let's go on in this house, jump.
Yeah, right on now.
Get in here, Brother Jones. Hello, Mr. Hay. Well, here's the parson. Good evening, Reverend.
Good evening, Brother Crow.
Good evening, Reverend.
Good evening, Brother Moore. Brother Moore.
Say, where's the couple? Where's the couple?
Right here, Reverend. Right
bring
here.
Them right down front.
Richard, you step a little closer, Richard.
Richard, are you ready?
Yeah, man, I'm ready, man.
Mr. Scooty Looty, are you ready?
Yes, the
parson. Giant hand.
Now you take this woman. For your awful wedded wife, do you promise to beat her for the rest of your life?
I do, man.
That's real gone. That's real gone, man. Let's talk to Susie Lutie over here now.
What you gonna be about this evening?
You take this man for better or worse until the undertaker hauls him away. Hey!
I do, Father, I do.
Cut that off.
Yes, I do.
Who else wanna cover them steps? Cut that off over there. Cut that off.
Boston is real fine.
Was a gone. I now pronounce you man and wife, and may you fucking fight for the rest of your life. Get the bride.
Oh, Pops.
Come here, Mr. Scooty-Looty, and kiss your husband.
Take part. Pass old River order of ham and greens. A little potato salad and vinegar.
Well, we've run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.